Uruguay.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. We welcome the delegation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and thank it for the efforts made by the country to be able to participate in this review and also for submitting its national report, which is a clear demonstration of its commitment to this universal mechanism. We draw particular attention to the formulation of a national action plan to end gender violence and also the Domestic Violence Act of 2015, and we hope that these will be given due effect, which calls for sufficient resource allocation and participation of civil society. We look into the possibility of designing a strategy to eliminate stereotypes and patriarchal attitudes and that discriminate against women, and therefore recommend the adoption of legislation on gender equality that fully incorporates the principle of equality between men and women and also the definition and prohibition of discrimination by reason of sex and gender. We take note with satisfaction of recent accession to a series of international instruments. We recommend, therefore, ratification of the optional protocol to the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, ratification of the second optional protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights intended to abolish the death penalty, and ratification of the optional protocol by the Committee on the Rights of the Child on communication procedure. We are concerned that corporal punishment continues in all spheres and continues to be legal. We would like to know what steps will be taken to bring legislation into line with recommendations by the Committee on the Rights of the Child. Uruguay recommends the establishment of a national human rights institution consistent with the Paris